Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. We've been having a great time in the regular show with Harry Sue from Slap Your Daddy. How did you come up with that? I read this story, but there had to be a little more to it than when you came up with Slap Your Daddy.
Slap Your Daddy was actually an accident that happened. And one of my coworkers saw the movie, The Bucket List, came to work and say, you know, guys, I saw a great movie over the weekend with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. And it really reminded us that we really need to live our life with intensity because life is brief. So why don't we form a bucket list at work? So one of the stretch goals that was given to me at work was to go cook a barbecue contest. And I had forgotten about my stretch goal until my coworker scheduled a project update meeting. Right. And I was a little bit embarrassed that I had not completed my bucket list goal. So I eventually was kind of forced to do one contest. And I said, you know, let me sign up for one contest in Palm Springs. So I brought the application form back to work and I showed them the proof that I'm finishing my bucket list item. I was going to do it only one time. And they say, what did you call your team name? I said, no, it's simple. I called it the bucket list because I'm never going to use it again. So my coworker, Janice, who is from the South, when she said, when you eat something you really, really like, it's so good you want to slap somebody. So because they say, why don't you call it Slap Your Daddy? He said, that is the stupidest name I can think of. But just to humor my coworkers, I'm never going to use a name again. I'm just going to put it on a piece of paper, go to a contest in Palm Springs and finish my bucket list. And then after that, be done with it. Lo and behold, I cooked my very, very first contest. No idea what I was doing. I ordered my Smoky Mountains from Amazon, brought them with me together and packed my entire kitchen in my little minivan. I went to a contest in Palm Springs and I just won it just like that. Total dumb luck in my very, very first contest.
Good for you.
Since then, I've had such an amazing career, including appearing on Barbecue Pitmasters with Leanne on the show. And that was an amazing, amazing experience that kind of propelled my career in barbecue. And many people have stopped me on the street and told me that that propelled their barbecue journey too. I cannot tell you how many people have stopped me, total strangers, stopped me as far as Germany, stopped me as far as the Midwest, all over America, even in Panama City. They tell me, Harry, you may not know who I am, but I saw you on that show and I saw Leanne and Myron and Tuffy and everybody. That became my ground zero for barbecue. So I'm so blessed and so fortunate and so privileged that I've been part of many, many people's barbecue journey because I dared to be uncomfortable and step outside my comfort zone.
Right.
Contest. So I tell that story because I want everybody listening to this podcast to know that in life, you should do things that are uncomfortable. Do things that are risky because sometimes a world of opportunities open up that you never even imagined possible. And the fact that I'm sitting here talking to Jeff and Leanne is testimony to that.
Excellent. Excellent. So I want to ask you a few odd questions, Harry. Not that our questions aren't odd, but one of the things, instead of starting with the ones that are, you know, designed to bring out some humor or elicit head scratching answers, I think one of the most important ones is it's been a year since you've been on the show. And since you started in barbecue and you did Pitmasters with Leanne and Myron and all those guys, what is the biggest thing you think you've learned about barbecue, cooking, everything?
I think the biggest learn I can say is that about barbecue and the journey of barbecue is that, you know, I'm happy for other people's happiness. But I realized that I'm happiest when I help other people rise because I'm part of their journey. To me, that is the priceless meaning that I learned the past year. As I travel around the world, headlining the world's largest trade show in Germany, teaching the cartel in Mexico, going to Panama City to teach, and traveling around the world and talking to people, doing 55 gigs and having 4,000 students in 300 classes around the world, including the upcoming master class for Weber in Chicago, I realized that the meaning of life is to help other people become happy. And when you help other people become happy and they rise because of your efforts, you become happier. And that's the kind of the big lesson I learned in the past 2 years of being retired.
Have you always been a happy person?
I've gone through life's up and downs like everyone else. Sure. I became a widower at a very young age. My daughter was 3, my son was 5. And at that point in my life, I was really, really in a very low state. I learned firsthand what is it to mourn the loss of a loved one. I learned also how scary it is to be fearful of the future, where you have these two young human beings and you have no idea what you're going to do with them, and you are in grief and mourning. But you know, I always tell people that I learned 3 things in life that I carry with me and I teach my children today. Number one is you cannot rely on anyone except yourself. Number two, no one owes you a living. And number three, you never give up. So when I go through difficult times of my life, and I've had quite a few of those, I always go back to these 3 things that I hold through that keep me going on a daily basis. No one owes you a living. You can rely on anyone except yourself.
I think
you never give up. Those are the 3 things I hold true. So whether you have a disaster in life, you have cancer, Alzheimer's, the death of a loved one, you have suicide, you have betrayal, you have jealousy, you have divorce, you have birth, you have death. At the end of the day, just remember that you got to go back to relying on yourself. You never give up. And no one owes you a living. And that's something that I try to tell myself every day. I wake with gratitude and I sleep with gratitude. And I'm just grateful that I was able to live the day. When I go to bed at night, I always ask myself the question, what did I learn today? Am I a better person, more evolved person, more educated person when I go to sleep than when I woke up? If I didn't say yes, then I'm going to wake up the next day and try to do it better the next day.
For you. Good for you. I really think that's important to learn as we go, because that's what we do anyway. But when you have some parameters and some rules that work for you, like you said, those 3 things you learned, I think that's an incredible way to go on your journey, so to speak. Not to get too esoteric about this, but I'm just impressed with things like that. All right. So are you ready for some of Leanne's silly questions? She wrote all these, by the way.
No, I did not. But I like
you know,
them.
Leanne, I always get asked by people about our show that you and I were on.
Yes.
And they always ask me what happened to Leanne in the season finale with the the green egg that you had that had the kerosene in it. Did Harry sabotage it by pouring lighter fluid in it? And I would say, no, it wasn't me.
And yeah, and you know, I don't know if you know this, but true story is that when they were shooting, I don't know if you remember, it was early in the morning and they were shooting B-roll, and the crew actually they weren't getting enough smoke out of the egg, and they put lighter fluid in it to create smoke. And they told me afterwards that they had done that. So she was right in detecting it, but I didn't put it in there, and it was a new egg. So it absorbed it, you know, rather quickly, and obviously the food tasted like it. But yeah, I found out that they actually had put the lighter fluid in it.
Okay. So it was not like one of the team sabotaging you, right? Because
no,
I know
but
that
somebody did have a bottle of lighter fluid on a table outside as soon as we were done being judged. And I still to this day don't know who did that, but they put it in my camp like it was my lighter fluid. I don't think I was sabotaged. I think it was just a problem that the crew had done it.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, because when I do podcasts, sometimes I get asked that question, right? Did I have anything to do with Leanne's situation? I say, no. I didn't have
anything. Now you can tell the story.
So I'm glad you clarified. So for all the listeners today, Harry Sue had nothing to do with Leanne's little mishap.
That's right. He's innocent.
That's what we'll headline when this part of the show drops next week.
Harry Sue didn't do it. He
Harry
wasn't
didn't do it.
Another question?
Yeah, another question. If you could, Harry, if you could cook for and then actually dine with a historical figure, who would it be?
Oh, it will be living or dead?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I would love to cook for Arnold Schwarzenegger because he is my idol. He epitomizes the life values that I aspire to. Number one, he could barely speak English. And I had the same challenge because English is my third language. And when I first came to America 40 years ago, I ended up in Texas Tech. And in the first semester, I had no ideas what the professors were saying because they spoke in a very heavy Texan accent.
Right. Mm.
So I would love to cook for Arnold because he's been my idol. And he taught me how not to be lazy. So when I'm lazy, I pretend Arnold is screaming in my ear, saying, Harry, get off your lazy fat behind and get up and do something. Because he is famous for telling people he works 10 hours a day in construction, spends another 4 or 5 hours in the gym, spends an hour eating, but then he sleeps only 6 hours. And if you complain that 6 hours is not enough sleep, then learn how to sleep faster.
Yes, yes. What would be on the menu?
I would cook him something that will give him a heart attack. I know that I know that Arnold has turned vegan now.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. And I think eventually, if you get along in life, the way you eat will catch up with you. So I am also adopting some of the recommendations from Arnold to learn how to eat healthier. I've seen some of the Netflix shows that he's been on, and I'm slowly trying to convert my eating styles to more vegetables and fruits and legumes. I'm actually starting a new channel this year for my friends who complain that, Harry, you make a lot of seasonings and products for the meat eating community. Why don't you have any products for the people who like vegetables? So I decided I'm going to start a new channel called Slap Your Vegan Daddy.
No.
And why? I'm going to be cooking products that are just as good as barbecue, but they don't have any animals in them. So, for example, I can make atomic buffalo turds, aka jalapeno poppers, completely vegan by using soy bacon, by using plant cheese, jalapeno, and even a sausage that's made from plant material. So I'm going to turn my skills over to the vegan arena and start showcasing the world that good food is good food is good food.
There you go. I will tell you, Harry, just FYI, that Leanne's pig powder works very good on vegetables because I've done a bunch of them and they've worked. It's excellent. So you might have some stiff competition there.
Are you cutting out meat completely eventually, or is this just to healthy up your?
I'm just trying to focus on eating nothing out of a box. So I told myself, right, for my health, I tell myself, when you go to the grocery store, Harry, try not to buy anything out of the box. Just shop on the perimeter of the grocery store where try to eat everything a whole food. Mm-hmm. So instead of, eating something that's processed, go ahead, eat the real thing. You want to eat a potato, just go buy a potato. Don't buy a box of mashed potatoes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, Leanne, you got to pay special attention to this next question. What do you do with a bag that is yellow and has two big M's on it M&M's peanuts because my co-host loves those M&M peanuts. And it, and on your new Primal Grill, does or do or will M&M's fit on those crates?
You know,
they won't roll down.
Yes, my brain is racing and I can think of a few things I want to do. So I'm going to pair the M&M with something healthy. So I'm going to take some medjool dates and I'm going to crush the dates and form a little ball. And I'm going to stick the M&Ms over the ball and I'm going to grill those little balls of M&M and medjool dates over the grill.
I like that. I like dates. Yep. So that'll work.
How about
and I
that,
may
Leanne?
Even take a piece of soy bacon and wrap it in soy bacon and grill it to make a little bit of a kind of appetizer out of it. So
my
brain is racing. So Leanne, you have challenged me. So you're going to be seeing an upcoming episode of NMMs on the Primal Grill, courtesy of Leanne Whippin. And I'm going to say that, in fact, what I'm going to do is, Leanne, I'm going to do better. I'm going to create 3 Leanne recipes with NMMs on the grill.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
I'm going to even melt the M&M's into a sauce and use the sauce to make some kind of like a coffee barbecue sauce with Leanne's M&M's.
Your mind doesn't stop.
Any color that you like? You like the green ones or the red ones? I'll do a special for you on the color you love.
Oh, well, it's seasonal.
Okay, I'm going to shoot one in the month of March. What color would you like me to use?
I would like you to use green. Green for St. Patty's Day.
I'm going to do a green bean almondine with your M&Ms. I'm going to create a special, maybe a butter blue blanc glaze with the melted green M&Ms. I'm going to grill and char some green beans fresh from the farmer's market on the Primal Grill. And I'm going to create a beurre blanc M&M sauce in green and drizzle that green sauce over the seared, beautiful green beans.
I'm very excited.
And if you use the peanut ones, which she really likes, that'll give it a little...
Yeah, you can chop up the peanuts and put peanuts on top.
I'll make that in a second. So I'll make you a M&M peanut satay sauce. How's that? We're
going to
grill some yakitori style chicken sticks on the grill using a little bit of cumin and turmeric on it, and then make a little bit of a peanut sauce using the peanut M&Ms.
Unbelievable how quick you think of these things. They sound good.
I just love to cook, and there's so much possibility. And it's most important than the energy. It's just so much fun.
You know, one of the questions we really ask on After Hours, Harry, is what are you going to do when and if you ever retire? I'm not asking you that question. We might be here for another 3 hours, you know?
Harry, you can quote Harry, and Harry said this is very important, right? Number one is sitting is death. Three words. Remember that. Sitting is death. Okay. Yeah. Number two, life is brief. Live with intensity. Tell your viewers that. Sitting is death. Life is brief. Live it with intensity.
Well, you just told them.
As far as eating is concerned, I'm maybe condense it for you, right? Eat whole foods, not too much. Remember, eat whole foods, not too much. 6 words. That's it. If you can remember what I just said, you will be on your way to a healthy lifestyle. And if you can throw stuff on the grill, even better.
There you go. What's your favorite, absolute favorite thing to cook? Not let's get away from the M&Ms for a minute, but it's what's your absolute, if I came to Harry Sue's house and I just said, you know, it's Wednesday, whatever you cook is fine, Harry, what are you gonna, you know, go out, whip up on the grill and serve to your guests?
Oh, for me, if I were to cook for myself, my very favorite is something extremely simple. Even though I cook a lot of what I call, you know, overly produced, elaborate competition style recipes, and I teach all these things around the world, my go-to Harry Sue comfort food is just to take a slab of loin back, baby back ribs, cut into individual bones, throw it on the grill with some salt, pepper, and garlic powder, eat it with a squeeze of lemon and pico de gallo. That's my go-to Harry Sue comfort barbecue.
Let's see. Diamond Bar here. I can fly into Ontario. I used to fly into Ontario a lot, so I know how many miles
I'm only 20 minutes from Ontario. So fly on in, I'll pick you up. I'll whisk you to the backyard and let you play with the Primal Grill in my backyard. There's only one prototype in America right now. I have it. So be happy to have Leanne and Jeff stop by and cook on it. We'll cook up a storm. I'll make you barbecue from around the world on it, and everything cooks in literally 10 minutes. You don't have to wait 14 wow. hours for a brisket on it.
Wow, I love that. I absolutely love that. Harry, what was the absolute so far? Because you got a long ways to go, my friend. What was the absolute best day in your life so far?
The best day in my life so far, there's just so many. I have to say that the birth of my children, I would say, and the day I got married. And I think those are the two things that immediately come to mind. We always say, right, that in life, right, one of the very ways to see how meaningful your life is, ask yourself this question. What would you do now if you knew that your life ends tonight at midnight? And I can assure you, most people will not think about how much money they have in the bank.
No.
How many businesses they've started, how many barbecue trophies they have in the garage, right? Because at the end of the day, all we have to cherish is love, relationships, and memories. That's all we have. Just like this is a perfect moment, right? Jeff and Ian. Yeah. We're having a perfect moment right now. If we don't think about what happened an hour ago, we don't think of what's going to happen an hour from now. But if we just stop at this moment in time and freeze time, and the three of us are just having a conversation, this is a perfect moment. So we can stay in this moment, having a conversation among three people. This is the perfect moment that we can enjoy and experience. And this perfect moment will be with Jeff, will be with Leanne, will be with Harry for the rest of our lives if we let it sink in.
Absolutely. Last question, Harry. And this is not meant to be a kind of a downer question, but this is kind of an exuberant question, if you will. What would be your last meal if you were on death row?
Probably those ribs.
Probably those ribs. But you know, I'm partial to a good mac and cheese, right?
Yeah.
With five cheeses on them. So I'm one of those funny people. When I go to a barbecue restaurant, what is the first thing I order on the menu? I order mac and cheese. Yeah. Not the brisket, not the rib. I order the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So you know, I want to give a shout out to my buddies like in Texas. You know, my buddy John Interstellar. They make really good mac and cheese. So for me, it's once the mac and cheese is good, right? I know the restaurant's gonna be good.
Mm. Good for you. Excuse me, Harry Sue. It's been a pleasure as always, my friend. You are welcome back anytime on this show. Go ahead, Leanne. You have something.
I know what's going to happen a year from now because he's always conquering something great. And we don't vote for a president next year, do we? I was going to say he's going to run for president.
Well, he could with an attitude and an outlook like that. I think he could do a very good job. You know, a very good job.
Yeah, my goal for the rest of my life is just simple, right? I think I told you before, right? I want to just do three things. I want to feed you, I want to serve you, and I want to love you. So from the rest of my life, everything that I do goes through this filter. When I get all these gigs, all these requests for my time, if I can do those three things, I can serve you, I can feed you, I can love you, I'm going to be there. And you don't have to pay me.
Excellent. Awesome. Excellent. Harry, one real quick again. Your websites, both of them.
You can reach Harry Sue at slapyourdaddybbq.com. You can also find me on my new training website called beyondthesmoke.net. And if you are in the market for the world's best live fire grill, go to primalgrillsusa.com.
Excellent. Harry, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're going to get out of here. Leanne and I will be back next week with another edition of After Hours for Barbecue Nation. You can check us out on social media. Please do follow us. Do whatever your heart tells you to do. And we will have some fun. So remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. And take care, everybody.